Connotation is the emotional value of a word. For example, if every time I see a fire, it reminds me of the time that I burned my hand on the stove and had to go to the emergency room, then fire has a negative connotation for me. It always emotionally reminds me of something bad. Denotation is the actual meaning of a word. No emotion, just what does that word mean? A dependent clause is a subject and predicate joined with a conjunction to the main clause. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Edit is to go in and clean up the spelling, the grammar, punctuation, fix any problems with it. Evidence consists of quotes or references to a passage that support claims. We talk a lot about textual evidence. If you believe something about a text, you can't just say you believe it. You got to go find words or sentences in that text to show why you believe that. Figurative language is words or phrases with non-literal meanings. There are lots of different types of figurative language, like similes, metaphors, onomatopoeia. We've talked about them over the last few weeks. We'll touch on them again. Genre is a style of writing. For example, Shakespeare is a different genre than is Dr. Seuss. They're totally different styles of writing, so they're totally different genres. Idiom is a type of figurative language. It's a phrase that has a non-literal meaning. For example, it's raining cats and dogs. It's not really literally raining cats and dogs, but that's the meaning of the phrase. It's raining a lot. So that's an idiom.